running this year, and it really has created a massive buzz worldwide. So all eyes will be at Royal Randwick on the 14th of October, and certainly from the ATC's point of view, we're certain that Brave Smash is a very worthy partner, and we're looking forward to the horse running well.
Thanks very much for giving up some of your time, James. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks very much.
Righto, so there you go. Brave Smash will be representing the ATC and Australian Thoroughbred Bloodstock. Now it's 10:30 in just a moment. Fred Hastings with this morning's Pacing Rewind.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio is available through the TAB app plus the Radio Industries radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
Warrawee Needy was freakishly fast at 2:149.4. Warrawee Needy was faster still at 3. Warrawee Needy was the fastest horse in the world at 4:146.4. Warrawee Needy was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawee Needy, standing at Yerribee Start in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Excuse me, mate, does the next train stop at Wynyard?
Oh, yeah, it goes all the way to payday, because I just came up with the goods on a 10-leg multi. Stuff the train, we're getting a limo.
Cool, man. You're good to swing by Wynyard, yeah?
With the new check and collect feature on your TAB app, you can now check your ticket and collect the winnings anytime, anywhere. Gotta love a public display of betting affection. TAB, we love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio. Pacing Rewind is brought to you by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to cobbertyequine.com.au.
And Fred Hastings is back from his cruise, and he's joining us now for this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind. Freddie, good morning to you.
Simon, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. How's the cruise, mate?
Look, any cruise is good fun. We did a local one, so we got off the boat at Cairns and Airlie Beach and Port Douglas, and aren't they nice places?
Yeah.
I could see myself. If only there was a trotting track at Port Douglas, I reckon I'd fit right in.
Yeah, you'd apply for the job, would you?
Oh, I'd apply, don't you worry. Whether I get it or not, it's problematic.
No. How was it last night at Tabcorp Parkman Angle?
Yeah, good night of racing. We saw 8 races, some very good performance. Again, and I really think it's a lot to do with the conditioned racing, the handicapping, really tight finishes in a lot of races, very keenly contested races. Drivers dominated, including Anthony Butt, Todd McCarthy and Rob Morris. They picked up doubles on the card. The feature race last night, Simon, was the Group 3 Garrard's Horse and Hound, and a horse who's figuring highly in calculations for the Interdom in terms of the rankings, which were released this week, is Myfield Marshall. And he was quite impressive at the back end.
As they approach the home turn, it's Betterbet Black the leader. He goes for him, giving chase Myfield Marshall. Ideal Warriors running a cracking race, needs an out. They were followed further back in the field then by Condigan getting to the outside. Here's Myfield Marshall out after Betterbet Black. Ideal Warrior down the outside, running home resolutely as All Black Striders. Myfield Marshall hits top gear from nowhere. Ego Dance flooding home. It's Myfield Marshall getting a split lead as Ideal Warrior. Myfield Marshall packs plenty. Myfield Marshall, a tough effort, has beaten All Black Stride.
So Myfield Marshall went into Group 3 last night, Freddie, the Garrard's Horse and Hound pace, just ahead of All Black Stride.
Yeah, look, it was a terrific finish. They were coming from everywhere at the back end. Myfield Marshall, he worked hard for the first 600 metres of the race. He sat parked outside them and then breezed for the balance. And look, he got in by, you know, about a neck or so at the end, but it was enough to get him in. And he's ranked 6th at the moment in the Inter-Dominion rankings. Of course, they were released this week. 98 noms, no Hector JJ. Lazarus tops those rankings from Lenny the Shark. Tiger Tara's ranked 5 and Myfield Marshall 6, but a lot of locals within the top 30. And Mark Purton, he produced, has Lazarus, who's ranked number 1. He's got 3 other runners in the top 30, including Have Faith in Me, who scored yesterday, and Dream About Me, who races here as our Dream About Me. It's also in the top 30. So he's got a fairly strong hand, as well as our Waikiki Beach. So he's looking at a four-pronged attack, all things being equal, for the Interdom. But Myfield Marshall, as I said, ranked six. And Anthony Buddy had a good night. He drove a double. And news, of course, during the week that Tim Butt is going to set up a stable here at Menangle. 10 boxes he's going to occupy. So another good thing happening as far as another overseas trainer domiciling at the track where horses fly, Menangle.
Now, what were some of the other performances on the evening, Fred?
Well, we, as I said, Kai Valley Blue won the trot by a nose. We had a lot of very close racing during the course of the night. It was able to score Kai Valley Blue, giving Anthony Buddy's double. We saw Todd McCarthy lead all the way on Godsend. He was able to get it home in the last race. And Rob Morris, he had a good night at the office time. He was able to land a double. He won the first, and he also won race number four.
He starts to let slide here on this leader. It's Lovin' Miss Daisy first to see the judge, but there's a mile of room now for on its back to give chase there. I'm a Mystery Girl, our classical art. And then came Blue Collar Moon. It's Lovin' Miss Daisy, the leader, 28.5 the quarter. There looks to only be one danger, and that's I'm a Mystery Girl. Although hitting the line okay now is Blue Collar Moon. It's still Lovin' Miss Daisy, the leader, trying hard as I'm a Mystery Girl. But Daisy gets in. Lovin' Miss Daisy, double to Morris. Goes Eamon beats I'm a Mystery Girl.
So there's Lovin' Miss Daisy winning the fourth race last night, Freddie. And Robbie Morris, the driver, joins us online now. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Robbie, good morning. Congratulations. Another good start to the season. And what about Lovin' Miss Daisy? You've had a bit to do with her. She's trained, of course, by Mark Callaghan, and often he has horses racing at the Menangle meetings and you take the drives. She's had 17 starts since he's had her, and she's won seven with about six minor placings or seven minor placings. She's been a real good get from into his barn.
Yeah, no, like you stated, Mark's always been good to me when his horses come to Menangle, and he's a really good trainer. Him and his family, his young fella Jack, brings them down, and they're a credit to him. They always race really good, and she's a lovely little mare.
He's got one of those real eye-popping records in those country series finals. I know he often brings or competes in those heats and then brings them down for the finals, and they always acquit themselves well. And as I said, you've often been able to jump in the bike for him in those races.
Yeah, like you said, he always has his horses cherry ripe when he aims them up at them races, and they always acquit themselves really well. And yeah, I'm just the lucky one that can jump on them when they come to town.
She's probably got a nice race somewhere in her. There's a Group 3 next week for mares. Have you had any dialogue with Mark? Is he looking at that? Do you know?
I haven't really spoke to him as of after last night, but I'm sure it's probably in the back of his mind. She's a classy mare that can run time, and I think she's a little bit better when she can sit off the speed. So it'll be interesting to see what he does with her.
And obviously, mares, when they hit form, they generally hold it, and she's certainly holding her form at the moment.
Definitely.
Yeah. He also had a winner with a horse, Just Pit Boss, up at Newcastle. But back to you. You won the first race with Storm on Tsar. He's racing in good form. He's won two of his past four.
Yeah, look, he's always been a really nice horse. He's had a lot of good fun for connections. And, when he's on song and he gets a good trip, he's quite a classy horse.
He's been able to lead in his races. He's got some gate speed, but he seems to be relishing this chasing role, coming off them and chasing. You were buried away on the pegs. You had to ease around carts to get to the outside, and he was dour at the end of his race. He wore them down and got there by, I think it was a half a head.
Yeah, he's sort of only probably his last couple of preparations. He's really put a little bit of sit sprint into his racing pattern, where before he'd always be a little bit dour. He'd like to get out and roll and do it all himself, which sometimes comes against you at an angle. But he seems to be enjoying his new role that he's come to, and it's just good to see him get the chop.
And Kerry Ann took a couple up the M1 to race at Newcastle and had success, a double for Kerry Ann. So good night.
Yeah,
for the run.
Yeah, we had a really good night. It's hard work goes into it, and it's just good to see it paid off. I think she had two winners up there, and there was probably two that were a bit thick. So it was very good.
And of course, back to Storm on Tsar. I was just talking a little while ago about the Interdom rankings, and I noticed that the stable has quite a few horses that are earmarked. The highest ranked at the moment is Aztec Bromac, who's sitting about 38th. No reason why, you know, with natural attrition and some good performances leading up, no reason why he can't sneak into the 30.
No, definitely. Probably the two main ones are probably Condogen and Aztec Framac. But we nommed also Charlevelle, which probably looks unlikely. He's had a month off. He's probably only 4 weeks off a trial now, so he's probably a little bit late for it. But, yeah, definitely them first two. And
Stormontar's nom too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's nom too. He's a bit far down the rankings. I think he's 60-something or 70-something. But, he would handle the racing no end. And I'm sure if he got his shot to go, he'd acquit himself nicely. But there's probably nice races here for him too. So we'll just sort of see how the next month, 5 weeks pan out.
Pick them off and then see what happens once you get some runs under his belt.
Yeah.
Now, what about you? Back to you. Last season, 115 winners. You ran third on the state premiership, 23 metro wins, and you won the provincial title. You had a cracking, I think it was second last meeting of the provincial circuit, where you landed, I think it was four winners, and that put you in front of Chris Geary. You were able to hang on and win that title. What goals do you set yourself goals? We're only a month into the season, or not even a month, but do you set yourself goals, Robbie?
Not really. I think we just all set ourselves goals to be as consistent as we can be, and we're very lucky. Well, I'm very lucky with Kerry Ann's team and the team we've got working for us. I've always got a nice book of drives, and not really. We just sort of we like to get over the 100, and if we can do that, both with Kerry training and me driving, we're pretty happy.
You've had a good season.
Exactly,
is that Archie? I can hear you lending some support.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, no, he's been pretty good, actually. I've just come down to town, and I thought he'd be blowing up a bit more than this while I'm walking around on the phone, but he's been pretty well managed.
He's doing all right. He's vocal like his dad.
Yeah.
Good on you, Rob. Well done last night. Double last night. As I said, it's a good start to the season for the stable. Kerry Ann also picked up a double up there at Newcastle. So three winners for the barn last night. And I'm sure the feats that you were able to achieve in the previous season, I'm sure you'll go close to emulating, if not bettering, in the current 2017-18 season. Good luck, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having
us. Good on you. That's Rob Morris. He's a very talented driver. Only a young man, but always at the top end of the premiership tables, Simon. And you just get the feeling it's not far off. Kerry Ann, her training and him driving, they're really going to have a booming season where they're going to really test, the top stables like the Turnbulls and the Tritton. So it's really augurs well.
Mm. Any more Into the Minion news come through for the week?
Well, not that I've got my hands on. I can tell you, as I said, that I've given you the rankings. There are 98 noms and, of course, no Hector JJ. What I can tell you is that I did mention Tim Butt's domiciling over here in the new year. The early days of the premiership, the trainers' premiership, Todd McCarthy leads that in the drivers, and Steve Turnbull leads the trainers premiership. Good week during last night. I've got to mention Daniel Morgan, a young guy who's really got some talent. He came through the mini trot, maxi trot schemes, and Daniel picked up four wins last night, so that's a terrific achievement. And earlier in the week, Mitch Turnbull landed a treble, and Matt Rue drove three winners. And Matt's wedding is coming up, so quite timely, Simon, that he had a treble of winners last week. And of course, today we continue with the racing at Parks. They've got seven races. Tuesday we've got Menangle with nine, Bathurst with seven on Wednesday, and then we go Penrith, Wagga, and Newcastle to round out the week on Saturday. And Menangle have a Group 3 mares. I just have a feeling we might be seeing having a crack. Love and Miss Daisy, perhaps. She's been placed at group level, but it'd be good to see her get a group winner on the board.
Absolutely, Freddie. Anything else for us before you wrap it up?
No, Sim, I think I'm just about done, and for a change, I think I'm just about on time, so I hope I get a little brownie point for being on time and not running late.
Yeah, no, you will for sure. Good on you, Freddie. Thanks very much for your help, and enjoy the week ahead.
Good on you, Sim. We'll do it all again next week.
Catch you then. Now, 16 to 11 in just a moment. Dave Carlson with this morning's Chasing Rewind.
Every morning, Racing HQ brings you the best form analysts throughout New South Wales as we preview the day's major race meeting, plus the latest tab fixed odds markets. Racing HQ, your perfect race day start from 10 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
Warrawing Needy retired the fastest horse on the planet. A brilliant horse with blistering speed has left the gate in 25 twos, a time rarely heard of. Visit yerribee.com.au.
For bigger odds, get on Trackside. For races every 4 minutes, get on Trackside. For races 24/7, get on Trackside. Next time you're having a punt, what are you going to do? Get on Trackside. Just head to your local tab to play. Gamble responsibly.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Dave Carlton is on deck at Dubbo this afternoon on Thoroughbred Central, but he joins us now for Chasing Rewind. Dave, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon, from sunny Dubbo. It's a beautiful day for Thoroughbred racing. And, of course, the greyhound racing people up here are terrific folk too. Shane Stiff and everyone, Charmaine Roberts, good morning to them too.
Now, what's happened over the last 7 days, Dave? Where would you like to start?
Well, I'll start from last Sunday. Zinzan Brook took out the Healesville Cup for trainer Brooke Ennis, which was tipped to us by James Vandermark, my partner in crime from the catching pen. James called the action, and then, proving he's a marathon man, he headed straight to Sandown Park for the Speed Star, which was a magnificent meeting. Six separate Speed Star events with four match races in each of them. So 24 match races all up, 48 of the fastest greyhounds in Australia going round. It was just a wonderful evening on Sky Racing 2. Myself, James and Jason Lincoln, and bewildering. It was absolutely airborne last Sunday night, making it back-to-back Speed Star victories. His time was 29.03, the fifth fastest time ever recorded at Sandown, the second fastest in a Speed Star behind Smart Missiles, 29.006, and the fastest, the track record set by Unlawful Entry in March of last year at 28.95. So bewildering back from very unlucky in the national sprint final in Brisbane when got cannoned into by another greyhound. Bewildering's trained by Shona and Jason Thompson and defeated Group 1 winner Black Mumbo in their match race. And the Thompsons had further cause for celebration when Burn One Down won the Stayers Challenge in 41.695, 41.70. So Speed Star night, it was fantastic. Can't wait for the next one, Simon.
Absolutely. So it's good to see Burn One Down back in the winners' list.
Yeah, absolutely. Ran a gallant second to the mighty Fanta Bale in the national distance final at Albion Park. But Burn One Down, he's a great greyhound. I love him. And he's owned by Bill and, the boys who have been in Black Magic Opal. Like getting back to Bewildering, Surge and Bill Bakilli, they were the owners of Black Magic Opal, and they had a party to remember. And, Black Magic Opal for the Pringles, just a fantastic course for celebration all round.
Thursday night, Angle Park Day, we had heats of the SA Derby as well as the Oaks.
Yes, indeed. And trainer Jeff Britton dominated the night. The Group 3 South Australian Derby heats, and Mapunga Blazer won by 11 lengths in 29 and 25. Let's have a listen to Terry's call of that particular heat.
Either away. Mapunga Blazer stepped pretty cleanly. It's pushing on hard. It's going to find the lead pretty comfortably, the fave. So Mapunga Blazer away by three around that bend. Dinah LVO second. A couple away. Bundles Galore. The leader stretches right down the back. Then came Miles Per Gallon behind those. Stitch them up from Saddle Tank and Doppelganger. 16.61 the back split. And it's all Mapunga Blazer a mile in front over Bundles Galore and then Dinah LVO and then came Stitch them up. But down to the line, it's Mapunga Blazer winning it by 9 or 10 lengths. The time is unbelievable here around the 29.2 mark.
Yes, a very, very sharp performance there from Mapunga Blazer for Jeff Britton there, David. It had run at Sandown the previous Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. The second fastest on Speed Star night, Mapunga Blazer. That was Tim Edwards. I said it was Terry. It was Tim calling all the action, of course. Now, Jeff Britton also qualified Mapunga Tycoon and Alpha Ion for this Thursday night's Group 3 South Australian Derby final. While in the Oaks, he also qualified three Slinky Inky, Paradiso Lass and Alpha Themis. His partner Angela Langton also has an Oaks finalist with Huger Affair. Now, In the Derby, the box draw bundles galore in one for Enzo Credelli. He's got two going round. Vanderwarp, another West Australian for Chrissy House in the two. Black Bombshell out of three for Enzo Credelli. Mapunga Tycoon in four. Alpha Eye on five. Morris Minor, the Queenslander for Tommy Savellas. Very impressive in the heats out of six. Mapunga Blazer in seven again. And Mr. Paparazzi representing New South Wales for Barry Riccio out of box eight. Dinah Elvio and Dinah Aviator for Mark Gilbridge are the reserves. The South Australian Oaks final draw. Osaka Larka, Jessica Sharp in one. The Serene Machine, Jamie Quinn Livian in two. The South Australia, Libby Raider, Paula Herndon in three. Hugo Affair four. Slinky Inky five. Paradiso Last six. Sassy Kiss for another South Australian for Leah Hurley in seven. Alpha Themis in eight. Reserves Cominici and Dazzling Liesel. And bad news in South Australia, national sprint runner-up On Fire is out of next month's Adelaide Cup Series after tearing a hip support. Our thoughts are certainly with trainer Cameron Butcher and Connection, Simon.
On Friday, Dave, we had heats of the Charcoal Inn Casino Cup.
We certainly did. There were five heats and snug for Brisbane trainer Darren Russell. Set the time standard with 27 and 92 from box two. The other winners, Territora from box two also, and 27 and 93. Aston Ebert for Jeff Grimwood, 28.05. Feisty Fee from box six in 28 and 24. And Cosmic Bonus in 28 and 11 from box five. And his trainer and breeder, Evelyn Harris, won the cup last year with Black Lee Bonus. $25,000 to the winner cup is going to be run next Friday night. The Garden will switch to the daytime meeting, the afternoon meeting next Friday. The Casino Cup, and the one and only Bob Lane is going to be calling all of the action.
So that's the Casino Cup coming up on Friday night, Dave. And on Thursday, we've got heats of the Dapto Megastar.
Yeah, the Group 1 Dapto Megastar. It's a great race. I'll be there on track for the final on Thursday week. Timmy Newbolt will be calling all of the action. I'm really looking forward to that. And tonight, Simon, in the National Capital, the Canberra Cup Finals on. It's race number 8 at 7:34 p.m. Jodie Lord has three runners, including the favourite Champion Model, who's going to be very hard to beat from box one. South Australian conditioner Tony Rasmussen has two finalists, Striker Klinsman in three and Hakanui in four. And Kello Rourke is going to call all of the action. And tomorrow morning on Going Greyhounds here on Sky Sports Radio at 10:30, I'm going to be speaking to Kel with his wrap-up of the Canberra Cup. I'll get hold of Evelyn Harris in relation to next Friday's Casino Cup final. We'll also be speaking to Jeff Britton. Brad Adam from the Richmond Greyhound Club's going to join me. Nominations have been extended for the forthcoming puppy auction, one of the best puppy auctions ever. Really looking forward to that. And I'm also going to speak to Peter Fenimore in New Zealand. New Zealand Cup winner, American Warrior for Dave and Jean Fahey, was crowned the New Zealand Greyhound of the Year in Invercargill over the weekend, and that greyhound's owned by Australian Whittington Sprod. So plenty to come. Going Greyhounds, 10:30 tomorrow morning on Sky Sports Radio, Simon.
Yeah, look forward to it, Dave. So with the Canberra Cup on today, well, it runs at 7:34 tonight. Kello Rourke will join us shortly to find us a couple of winners on the card. So we've got Champion Model there, the favourite at $2.15, Zambora Cross 5 from Box 5, and Bombshell Bandit there from box six at $5.50. Well, Dave, we went through that pretty quickly, mate. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I thought Kong was very impressive at Wentworth Park, and Kingsbury Chico for Mark Gadd on Wednesday night just pinged out of box eight. Look, I am talking through my pocket, but Mark was a bit concerned about the greyhound's form, but he said the greyhound, he went over it, checked it, and had a little bit of a back problem, fixed it up, and Kingsbury Chico will be heading to the AIDS Classic, the Vic Peters, which is always one of the highlights of the calendar year at Wentworth Park in Sydney. So that's coming up. But Kong is going to head to Melbourne, and with the Melbourne Cup in sight, it's a big unit. I've been following that greyhound since the debut when Jason originally trained it, and one of my favourites, Kong. So good luck to all involved with a venture for those big feature races coming up in late spring in Melbourne.
Good on you, Dave. Well, we'll wrap it up there, mate. I'll let you get yourself set up in Dubbo for Cup Day.
Looking forward to it. 11:30, not far away now. myself and Mick Wallace have the preview of the Dubbo Gold Cup Day. Wonderful day, showcase meeting, stacks of prize money. And they've even got a race, $50,000 race for amateur riders. And Peter Volandis has implemented that, and that's a terrific move. So all amateur riders, a picnic cup final worth stacks and stacks of money, part of the program today at Dubbo. Under sunny skies, there's not a cloud in sight.
Good on you, Dave. Thanks very much for your help, mate, and enjoy the afternoon.
Thank you, Simon.
Dave Carlton there, and hear Dave tomorrow on Going Greyhounds at 10:30. So Kel will join us at 11 o'clock, which is still a couple of minutes away. So we might take this race from Rotorua, New Zealand. The first is a 3,000-metre hurdle, and Game Percy for Kelly Myers is the $3.70 favourite, ahead of Eddie Gilbert at $4.40, and the Storming the Tower is at $4.
She can ride at 50 kilos on the flat. She's riding over the hurdles here today. So 7, 2, 4 and 1 are the near, my numbers in the first on the card, the Team Whelan's hurdle. And it's the first leg of a quaddy, first leg of a double as well. And the runners are about to load away. The punters at the moment, they've got number 4. Storming the Tower is the favourite at $3.90, $1.40, ahead of 2 Game Percy at $4.40 and $1.90, and number 1 Eddie Gilbert in the market as well at $5.20, $1.60. Let me buy currently on the tote at $5.60 and at $2.10. So runners loading away in the first on the card, the Team Whelan's hurdle, and this over the 3,000 metres, the first of our 8th race program today for the 85th annual Rotorua and Bay of Plenty Hunt Cup Day. As White Diamond is still on behind the gate, still to come in as Raising Penny, not being overly cooperative at this stage. Also in behind the gates at Carrington Park, and both Raising Penny and Carrington Park from the Aaron Bidlake stable. Visitors from Tohira Nikau. Let Me Buy still to come in, and Mexican is also awaiting its boarding pass. So this horse playing up here, Raising Penny, now starts to go somewhere near the gates and backs back once again. Let Me Buy and Carrington Park and Mexican, the others to load away. First on the card here, and they have Raising Penny in now. James Sevright is the rider. Carrington Park, the stablemate of Raising Penny, goes forward. So Let Me Buy and Mexican, the last two to load away. The 3,000 metre start point, the first of 8 here for the Rotorua Bay of Plenty Hunt. And this is Team Whelan's hurdle. Now Mexican decides to back away. Goes forward now though, line complete, we're set to go. The first on the card. One or two, just a wee bit fidgety. I think it's Raising Penny, but gates have opened, they're off and racing, and Slow was broke back in the early stages in the very short run to the first of 11. They've all jumped it safely with the rider of Brokeback. Just landed a little bit awkwardly there. He lost his iron and he's trying very hard to pick it back. Is Charlie Studd is losing ground at the stage as they go towards the second on the journey now in the field stream over it, and Brokeback is out of business already. It's hasn't jumped the second, so going towards the third, pace maker is Del Riata, and it shows out by 2 lengths from Game Percy second, and moving forward up on the outside, Mexican. Over on the inside of it is White Diamond. Then came back in the clear, Carrington Park. A gap of 3 lengths away next is Clap of Thunder. It'll be followed 2 lengths away to Storming the Tower. Back with it is Raising Penny. 3 lengths away then to Eddie Gilbert and Let Me Buy alongside of it. And Brokeback, who landed awkwardly after jumping the first, has been pulled out of the race already. So as they come down by the 600 metres mark on their first occasion, it is Del Riata the pacemaker. It leads a half length from Game Percy the outside. 2.5 away, White Diamond is third on the inside, next old Mexican. Then you have to go 4 lengths away to Carrington Park. It'll be attended by Clap of Thunder. 3 lengths back then to Raising Penny on the outside of Storming the Tower. A further 4 lengths back to Let Me Buy, who's back second to last, and Eddie Gilbert is last of all as they look to compress ranks now as they head into the straight. 2 hurdles. also clear here in another lap of the track, and it's Del Riata first over. Leads over nicely too by two lengths. In second spot is Game Percy, two lengths away is White Diamond, as they're about to take the second in the lane on their first occasion. Over they go. Back in about fourth position next, one out is Mexican. Then came Carrington Park, followed by Clapper Thunder, Raising Penny, Storming the Tower, four lengths away, Let Me By, who's been given plenty of time by Dylan Turner early doors to settle. And back with it is Eddie Gilbert. Out of the straight they go. There's only 10 lengths first to last now. As they head out to the 1400 metres mark, it's Del Riata the leader. Leads by two from Game Percy. Two lengths away, Mexican, and on the inside of it, White Diamond. Clapper Thunder came next from out a bit deeper on the track is Raising Penny. The inside, Carrington Park. Then Storming the Tower, three lengths away, Let Me By.